Yeah, it's a weird sounding record. All right, that's Stone Temple Pilots from 2000, I think the summer of 2000, and a song called Sour Girl. And now we should start the show properly.
From the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I. I know you're going to dig this.
There we go. I feel better now. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul. Online at kfai.org and crapfromthepast.com. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. I do this silly show every week. Oh, so silly. It's like a graduate level course in pop. Thank you, Glenn. Did you miss Jet Set Planet? That is no good. You got to go back to the KFAI archives and listen to Jet Set Planet, the show that airs right before mine here on KFAI. This week, the show that I do is called Crap from the Past, and it's like a graduate-level course in pop. And I played you a really obscure Stone Temple Pilots song to start the show. That's going to really set the tone for this week. Random hodgepodge of stuff, because we plow from that recklessly, might I add, from a song from 1984, built of Philip Oakey and Giorgio Moroder. Phil Oakey was the lead singer of the Human League, and Giorgio Moroder was the producer from Outer Space who produced all the great Donna Summer records. This is Together in Electric Dreams on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
It is the 70s, right down to the smallest detail.
On Crap from the Past.
That's the group Head East and Never Been Any Reason. And the last time you heard that here on Crap from the Past, it was played by KFAI's very own Todd Melby when he filled in for me. It's got to be maybe 2 or 3 years ago at this point. That's a great record. Great. Totally great. And the reason I'm playing it and that it's fresh in my mind is Pretty Liz and I were driving around earlier this evening pushing buttons on the radio, and we came across that song, and I put a smile on my face because I like the song, and Pretty Liz started singing along. Liz, you know, Never Had Any Reason? Oh yeah, I love this song. Really? Because for some reason, I'd always assumed that was a guy-only song. Like all the music by the group Rush, for example. Women don't like Rush. Guys like Rush. And I assume that never been any reason fell into that particular category. I was mistaken, because Liz is a fan of that song as well. And maybe you are too. And if you've never heard that, that's what 1975 sounded like. It was a pretty good time for rock and or roll. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. It's Labor Day weekend. Everybody's out of town. It feels like I'm even out of town. But nope, here I am sitting in this very chair. And a funny thing happened. I can't exactly name names, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble here. But a good radio friend of mine forwarded me a voicemail that came in to one of the other stations in their particular cluster earlier in the week. I think it was Wednesday. Wednesday, a listener lodged a complaint about a particular word that was used on the air. And it got passed around to everybody. It's making the rounds right now as we speak to all the other radio people in that work for that particular radio cluster in some other portion of the country. And so I don't want to get anybody in trouble. So what I did is I took that particular voicemail message, which already had the name bleeped out of the caller's name, so I'm not going to get the caller in trouble. I bleeped out the call letters. You'll hear W and then some other stuff. I did that. But everything else is as it ran on their voicemail. On Thursday morning, somebody came in to find this waiting for him or her.
Oh, good evening. This is August 31st, Wednesday evening. I've just heard over W the word diddly squat. This kind of language comes over so frequently that I would very much appreciate your monitoring, both W and W, for the kind of language delivery that you are giving to the unprepared public. Thank you very much. Good night.
So on behalf of the unprepared public, I will not be saying the words diddly squat tonight on the air. No diddly squat from me. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and that is a perfect way to lead into this next song that I'm going to play for you. The group Two Live Crew, Luke Campbell was the guy's name. His rap group was Two Live Crew, and you might remember Me So Horny from 1989. A dreadful record, and one controversial enough so that I don't think they actually said the title of the song on American Top 40. I think. I'm not 100% sure of that, but that would fit right in. There was a naughty version, and then there was a cleaned-up version, and I don't remember which was which, but there were... Something bad happened legally down in Florida, and they brought charges against a particular record dealer for selling the album to a minor, and I believe the whole Two Live Crew thing was the reason that they have those parental advisory stickers on the albums with the naughty language nowadays. I think. I'm pretty sure they're all related there. So, that was all 1989. 1990 came around, and Luke Campbell was putting together the follow-up to the whole As Nasty As They Wanna Be album from the year before. All eyes were watching him as he dropped the ball. Big time. And what could have been a great record, a reaction against all the indecency charges and obscenities and yada, yada, yada. No, it turned out to be this instead, which is very unfortunate. It does its take on the Bruce Springsteen song Born in the USA. I'm going to play it for you now. There's no swearing in this. So Miss Diddly Squat will have Diddly Squat to complain about. This from 1990. This is Luke featuring the Two Live Crew and a wretched, wretched record called Banned in the USA on Crap from the Past.
Government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Banning of free speech. The First Amendment protects material, presumptively.
We don't talk about harassing and sexually brutalizing women in my music, man. We don't do that in my music, man. I'm tired of you saying that.
We've got white-collar people trying to crap our style, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we went war, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die. For us to have, our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit. We'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say. We won't be banned in the USA.
Banned in the USA. concerts are for adults.
If it's an adult show, you have to be 18. Our record is a year old, but with all the publicity, there's a lot of people. Curiosity is aroused. We're selling records to a totally different audience.
I take the precaution that nobody else has. I stick up my album. I made two versions.
The First Amendment gave us freedom of speech. So what you're saying, it didn't include me? I like to party and have a good time. There's nothing but pleasure written in our rhymes. I know you don't think we'll ever quit. We got some people on our side that won't take your lip. We're gonna do all the things we wanna do. You can't stand to see a brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong. Saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Wising up, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
And older people, they had police out there carding the people coming in the club, and they still arrested us for performing in the front of adults.
What is this? Is this not America? This is not China. This is not Russia. This is not the place where they brought down the wall. This is America. We have the right to say what we want to say. We have the right to do what we want to do. And what I do in my house, you might not do in your house. So what I do in my house is my business. And the simple fact of it all is that we are bonded by the First Amendment. We have the freedom of expression. We have the freedom of choice. And you, Chinese, black, green, purple, Jew, you have the right to listen to whoever you want to, and even the Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew. So all you right-wingers, left-wingers, bigots, communists, there is a place for you in this world, because this is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and Two Live is what we are.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
On Crap from the Past.
All the kids in school used to call me a fool. They said rock was in and funk's not cool. I said, I don't care what you guys like. Step aside, baby bubba, and I grabbed the mic. Well, I started to rap, and I rapped some more. A few minutes later, they were on the floor. They were calling me the rapping king. Then we all joined hands, and we started to sing. Shake it down.
Shake it down, shake it down. Take it loose, slip it up, let it out. Get it up like a whiteboard rap. Don't interrupt.
You can dance, you can clap, you can move it to my rap. Listen to me, ladies, cause the white boy's back. Now shake your bodies like you just don't care. You know my rap is mean and my skin is fair. So clap your hands, everybody, clap your hands to the beat. Keep the cool in your jewel and don't sweat the heat. I've always been sexy, I know I'll never lose it. Color doesn't matter, it's all in how you use it. Make it loose.
Make it loose, make it loose. Slip it up, let it out, get it up, shake it down. This cat's moving it round and round.
So you know you're gonna party when I'm in town. Gonna rap your body crazy, gonna bring the house down. It won't matter when your feet are on the floor. You'll be hippin' and a hoppin' and a begging for more. Society tells us what we shouldn't or should. Well, count on me to be the first that would. So join this white boy and take a chance. Check it out, mama, I can even dance. Slip it off.
Slip it off, slip it off. Let it out, get it up, shake it down. Make it loose, let the white boy show you
moves.
You say rapping and dancing and clapping are dandy, but how does this dude treat his sugar candy? Well, just relax, let your backbone slip. I'll tell you the truth, won't give you no lip. I like my ladies, that's the slot. I give them what they want, and that's a lot. So give it to me, baby, and I'll be sweet. And I'll pick up the check when I take you out to eat. Let it out.
Let it out, let it out. Mm. Get it up, shake it down, make it loose, slip it off. He seems really mean.
He's very soft.
I'm gonna sock, gonna rock, gonna shock the whole house. I'm gonna slip into your soul and bring the boogie out. Champagne, diamond rings, and caviar. Got a pocket full of money and a brand new car. My walk is loose, my slacks are tight. I'm not bragging, I'm out of sight. I rap with class, I rap with style. I can rap that frown right into a smile. Get it up,
get it up, get it up. Mm. Shake it down, make it loose, slip it up, let it out.
All about. Nasty.
Get it up, get it up.
Yeah.
Let the white boy rap.
Laid back.
Yeah, yeah. Get it up, get it up.
What's happening?
Let the white boy rap.
I can't control it.
Get it up, get it up. Woo. Let the white boy rap.
Ain't no big thing.
Rap.
I like that. That's my new favorite song. If you know the voice, you're very perceptive. It's a guy named Kip Adada from 1984. That's from a, I guess it's considered an EP. It only has four songs on it. And song one on side A is White Boy Rap, which you just heard. Now hang on a second while I cue this thing up here. See, that's not nearly as well known as song two on side A, the song that comes immediately afterwards, which is a giant hit, hit in parentheses, from the world of Dr. Demento. I'll play that in a second. But first, I'll tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, sitting here in this very chair, as I have done for the last 19, let's call it 19 and a half years. It's coming up on 20 years of Crap from the Past. That'll all happen in January of 2012, and there'll be a big party. Big party. But first, between now and then, the KFAI Pledge Drive. I should have mentioned this a little earlier in the show, but I'll mention it repeatedly between now and then. There will be, I'll be giving away some good stuff as pledge premiums, including candy, actual physical candy from the WLOL reunion that took place over the summer, early in the summer, I think sometime in the May timeframe. Some of the old WLOL personalities got together here in Minneapolis for a reunion, their 29th and a half reunion. Let's see, would that have worked out? Yeah, that's about right. From 1981. They were on the air from 81 to 91, and this was their reunion, and Jay Philpott was nice enough to invite me, which was awful cool of him. And I at the end of the evening, I rounded up a whole bunch of candy from the actual reunion, and I'll be giving that away as part of the pledge premiums. You can eat it if you choose to. There's nothing wrong with it. It's candy from a stranger, I know. So that's in parentheses. That's minor stuff. The major stuff for Pledge Drive is something a little more personal. And of the 3 weeks that I'll be doing pledge rapping on the air, I'll actually be playing some songs and telling some stories. But I want those to come from you guys. And what I want from you, and you can send all this to ron@crapfromthepast.com. Send me an email to ron@crapfromthepast.com. What were your very first records? What were the records you owned first, the first things you bought, or the first things you were given, or records, albums, 45s, cassettes, 8-tracks, CDs, perhaps, depending on how old you are, maybe the first MP3s you owned, if that's the first piece of music you ever had. Send me your first. You don't have to send me the song. Just let me know what song it is. If there's a little explanation, send me a sentence or two why, and I'll read them on the air. That's what we're going to be doing for Pledge Drive. So you have 3 weeks between now and then to roll it around in your head. Send it to me, ron@crapfromthepast.com. I'll make sure that they find their way on the air. Ain't that nice? Yes, that's nice. Where were we? Oh, yes. Kip Adada. If you listen to Dr. Demento from in the mid to late 80s, this song was unavoidable. And this has some wonderful wordplay in it. From 1984, from that very same 12-inch that you just heard with White Boy Rap, this is Wet Dream from Kippadada on Crap from the Past.
It was April the 41st. Being a quadruple leap year, I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? While they were doing that, I walked over to a place called the Oyster Bar, a real dive. But I knew the owner. He used to play for the Dolphins. I said, hi, Gil! You have to yell, he's hard of hearing. Gil was also down on his luck. Fact is, he was barely keeping his head below water. I bellied up to the sandbar. He poured me the usual. Rusty snail, hold the grunion, shaken, not stirred. With a peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich on the side, heavy on the mako. I slipped him a fin, on porpoise. I was feeling good. I even dropped a sand dollar in the box for Jerry's squids, for the halibut. Well, the place was crowded. We were packed in like sardines. They were all there to listen to the big band sounds of Tommy Dorsey, What Soul. Tommy was rocking the place with a very popular tuna, Salmon Enchanted Evening, and the stage was surrounded by screaming groupers, probably there to see the bass player. One of them was this cute little yellowtail, and she's giving me the eye. So I figured this is my chance for a little fun. You know, piece of Pisces. But she said things I just couldn't fathom. She was too deep, seemed to be under a lot of pressure. Boy, could she drink. She drank a lot. I said, what's your sign? She said, Aquarium. I said, great, let's get tanked. I invited her up to my place for a little midnight bait. I said, come on, baby, you want to take a few minnows? She threw me that same old line. Not tonight. I got a haddock. And she wasn't kidding either, because in came the biggest, meanest-looking haddock I'd ever seen come down the pike. He was covered with mussels. He came over to me, said, listen, shrimp, don't you come trolling around here. What a crab. This guy was steamed. I could see the anchor in his eyes. I turned to him, I said, abalone, you're just being shellfish. Well, I knew there was going to be trouble, and so did Gil, because he was already on the phone to the cods. The haddock hits me with a sucker punch. I catch him with a left hook. He eels over. It was a fluke, but there he was, lying on the deck, flat as a mackerel. Helpless. I said, forget the cods, Gil. This guy's gonna need a sturgeon. Well, the yellowtail was impressed with the way I landed her boyfriend. She came over to me, she said, hey, big boy, you're really a game fish. What's your name? I said, Marlin. Time. I took her to dinner. I took her to dance. I bought her a bouquet of flounders. And then I went home with her. And what did I get for my trouble? A case of the clams.
Think Yep. Clever wordplay on Crap from the Past. Kip Adada from 1984 and Wet Dream. Fabulous. I don't know if you were paying attention to the lyrics, if you've heard the song 50,000 times, you noticed the line Jerry's Squids in there. The Jerry Lewis Telethon will be it's not the Jerry Lewis Telethon. I forget who runs the actual telethon, but it's always been known as the Jerry Lewis Telethon because he's been on it for the last 46 years. This weekend will mark the first time year number 47, and this is the first year he hasn't been on it. He's stepping down from his position with the telethon. The telethon will live on, but Jerry Lewis is stepping down from his role as the host. And in honor of that, I'm making this all flow together. Another Dr. Demento staple. This from 2 years later. This is from 1986. From Mike Elliott, my former boss at KRQ in Tucson, Mike Elliott and Bud Latour. Rock me Jerry Lewis on Crap from the Past.
Rock me Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis. Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis,
Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis.
Telethon.
1926, New Jersey, March 16th. Jerry Lewis is born in Newark. 1946, at the age of 20, Jerry Lewis meets Dean Martin for the first time. 1949, Martin and Lewis star in their first film, My Friend Irma. 1956, Martin and Lewis release Hollywood or Bust, then split up. 1963, on his own, Lewis stars in The Nutty Professor. 1973, Lewis chooses Las Vegas as the home for the MDA telethons. Labor Day, 3 years later, Frank Sinatra reunites Martin and Lewis live on the telethon. In 1986, for no apparent reason, Mike Elliott and Bud Latour record
Rock Me Jerry Lewis! Rock Me Jerry Lewis! Jerry!
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, featuring ready-to-go new turntables, a huge new selection of reggae and R&B 45s, plus new and used rock, pop, jazz, soul, folk, and country vinyl and CDs. More information at 651-756-7027 and at ricestreetmusic.com.
Putting no boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butt. You out your mind or something? You go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes, and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a color lock in your butt. Put a big rock nasty, man. Put no trees in nobody's butt, no bees in nobody's butt. Put nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of... I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Bad E just rock through it. Put a case in your butt and say, put a metal case in your butt and say, put a face in your butt and say, put a frown in your butt and say, put a clown in your butt and say, sit on down in your butt and say, put a boat in your butt and say, put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Feels real good. I'm going to sing about your butt.
Now wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for this, for doing this, putting their butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this, $100 bill? I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Well, step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some dust in your butt. I say, it's a must in your butt. I say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a telephone in your butt. I put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. I say, see ya later in your butt. I put an alligator in your butt. I say, put some money in your butt. Sure feel real funny in your butt. Ha. I say, squeeze it, please it, but don't tease it. Put it in your butt. Well, let me just say, put a hot cup of brim. Fill it to the rim and put it in your butt. To the beat, ha. Two sugars, that's so sweet.
I forgot there was saxophone in that song. It was 1982, and you had to have saxophone in it. It's mandatory. Eddie Murphy and Boogie in Your Butt. Great. That's Eddie Murphy, who would later play the Nutty Professor, a role originated by Jerry Lewis. So I'm tying it all together there. I like that. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Such sensitivity. Hang on a minute. Oh, that poor listener would be so offended by that Eddie Murphy song. I just have to play this again.
Oh, good evening. This is August 31st, Wednesday evening. I've just heard over W the word diddly squat. This kind of language comes over so frequently that I would very much appreciate your monitoring both W and W for the kind of language delivery that you are giving to the unprepared public. Thank you very much. Good night.
The unprepared public. Oh, diddly squat. And just for the record there, I was the one who edited out the W call letters because I don't want to get anybody in trouble from that. I am sure it'll be making the rounds in the radio world anyway, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who will be seizing upon that, but that there, an actual phone call, an actual complaint to a radio station cluster at which a friend of mine works out east. So, oops, East Coast. There, I gave it away. It starts with a W. Deep breath. Where am I going for the last 45 minutes of the show? Haven't got a clue. But we're going to start from England, from 1987. This is a band that followed pretty closely in Duran Duran's footsteps, as did a lot of bands around that particular time. Soulful and kind of good. This is the band Hue and Cry. They never made it in the U.S., but they were big in England for a little while. This is Labor of Love from 1987 on Crack from the Past.
You said that you were caught about 7 years ago. Now you said that you were so tough. And I loved it, ooh. Enough to put me down and I totally knew way. Down with the bad old Saturday days. Get away now. But now, too much pain for too little gain. And I feel like I'm gonna fight back right now.
My labor of love,
gonna strike for the right to get into
worry no more. Ain't gonna worry for you no more. Ha, ha, easy. I know that you said it never was gonna be easy, but not this hard. You're so cold, so cold. The romance goes on the top. I say it's great. My mistake was to love you a little too much. When I went and dropped my labor, the love gonna start from the right to get into your heart. For you no more. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. And away. I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. And away. I want you. Don't need you. Don't need your tricks and treats. Don't need your ministration. Your bad determination. Had enough of you and your super bad group. I don't need you. I don't need. Baby, I can't stand it. I said I just don't want it. Never gonna need it. And away, yeah. I can't stand it. I don't want it. I don't need your pseudo satisfaction, baby. Withdraw my labor, the love. Gonna strike for the right to get into your heart.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Now in the mid-70s, songs of love are the right sound, and this group is right with it.
On Crap from the Past.
Keep on dancing.
It was a top 15 hit in 1977 and is pretty well forgotten today. Can't Stop Dancing from the Captain and Tennille. The writer's credits, it says that it's co-written by Ray Stevens. Could that be the very same Ray Stevens from The Streak and countless other novelty songs? Perhaps. It would have been the right time frame, too. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say, yes, it's that very same Ray Stevens. And I did not check that particular fact here on Crap from the Past. Just like I have to correct myself from earlier this evening, because if I just leave that out there, it'll bother me forever. We were talking about Two Live Crew, and I happened to mention that those the parental lyrics stickers that ended up on the album, the two things are unrelated. The Parents Music Resource Center, PMRC, was founded in 1985, well before their Two Live Crew was around, and they were the ones responsible for all that. Tipper Gore, that's Al Gore's wife, was, the whole pretty nasty thing there. DJ SLT, former super listener Tom, and currently the host of Across the Board here on KFI, pointed all that out to me. One of the songs cited in the particular testimony there was Darling Nikki by Prince from the Purple Rain soundtrack, which is a terrific song, utterly terrific. Two Live Crew had nothing to do with that, and I have to give props to Tom for pointing all that out. And It all sounded familiar once he gave me the little link there. Want to know what we're talking about in detail? The Crap from the Past page on Facebook will tell you all you need to know tonight. So thank you, Tom. Now, you know the original version of this particular song from 1985 by a group called The Call. I've played it quite a bit. I've played a live version of this. Saxophone? I know. 2 years after The Call recorded it, it was re-recorded by a guy named Tim Capello, about whom I know nothing, and it ended up on the soundtrack to the movie The Lost Boys from 1987. This is that remake on Crap from the Past. And I don't know where the post is, so I'll keep talking. Tim Capello and I Still Believe on Crap from the Past.
In a cave, 4 days, only a spark to light my way. I wanna give out. This is our crime, this is our sin. But I still believe through the pain, through the grief, through the lies, through the storms, through the cries, through the wars. We'll
Monster Gerber.
The best looking guy who ever picked up a guitar.
On Crap from the Past.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. The sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. And I'll be back again and again and again and again.
That's a really good song. Really fantastic record. Pop record, country record. You might have heard Ken Hippler play that on his very own show on Good and Country just a couple of weeks ago. And that's where I heard it for the first time in 20-something years. And I thought, oh my God, that is a fantastic record. It's a song called Highwayman, billed by the Highwaymen. And the Highwaymen, you know all those voices. That's Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash. So much talent on that particular record. That was 1985. A huge country hit. Huge. Very, very large. It didn't exactly cross into the pop world, but that's okay. And that was a couple years before the Traveling Wilburys. But for those of you who know the Traveling Wilburys, it was just like that. In the country world. So thank you, Ken Hippler, for playing that. If you want to hear more Good and Country, you're going to want to tune into Good and Country, hosted by the great Ken Hippler, Saturday afternoons right here on KFAI. You can check out the archives at kfai.org. And now, former number one song. I don't know who actually plays this anymore, but about 31 years after it was a big hit the first time, let's see if anybody out there remembers this particular live version of Paul McCartney's Coming Up on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
That's what I like about you. You really know how to dance. Yeah!
On Crap from the Past.
She can win, and what she got.
Well, I can't live without her love. I can't live without her kiss. She is mine forever now. She's got everything. She's got everything. She's got everything.
Let's see here. It sounds a lot like What I Like About You, so it's probably the Romantics. It sounds a lot like a Kinks song, and it's written by Ray Davies, so let's assume it's a remake of a Kinks song, shall we? She's Got Everything from 1979, The Romantics on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This is Crap from the Past beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. It's like a graduate-level course in pop music. Can you believe we do this every week? From 1983, Scandal on Crap from the Past.
Mr. Gerber.
Wow, you can't find this stuff anywhere. Seals and Crofts, Pablo Cruz, Air Supply. Whoa, Loggins and Oates.
I've never heard of these bands, Mom. What kind of music do they play?
Swiss rock?
No.
Crap rock?
That's it.
On Crap from the Past.
2, 3, 4. They do it down on campuses. They do it at Waikiki. Lazing about the beach all day at night. The cricket's creepy. Grinning faces at the sky. A Harold Robbins paperback. surfers drop their bolts and dry. And everybody wants a hat. But behind the chalet, my holiday's complete. And I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from Michelle. Muscles from a shell, shrinking from the sea so cold. Topless ladies look away. A he-man and a sudden shadows from the rain. You wish you had a motorboat to pose around the harbor bar. And when the sun goes out to bed, you hook it up behind the car. But behind the chalet, my holiday's complete. And I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell. Pulling muscles from a shell. Two fat ladies, window shop, something for the mantelpiece. In for bingo, all the nines, a panda for sweet little niece. Coach driver stand about, looking at a local map. About the boy who's gone away, down to next door's caravan. Behind the chalet, my holiday's complete. And I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell. Pulling muscles from a shell. But behind the chalet, my holiday. And I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell. Pulling muscles from a shell. Unscrews the top of a new whiskey bottle and shuffles about in her candlelit hovel like some kind of witch with blue fingers and mittens. She smells like the cat and the neighbors she sickens. The black and white TV has long seen a picture. The cross on the wall is a permanent fixture. The postman delivers the final reminders. She sells off her silver and poodles in China. Drinks to remember I, me, and myself. And winds up the clock and knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. During the wartime, an American pilot made every air raid a time of excitement. So she moved to his prairie and married the Texan. She learned from a distance how love was a lesson. He became drinker and she became mother. She knew that one day she'd be one or the other. He aired himself old and drunk himself dizzy. Proud of her features, she kept herself pretty. Drinks to remember I, me, and myself. Winds up the clock, knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. He like a cowboy died drunk in a slumber, out on the porch in the middle of summer. So she crossed the ocean back home to her family, but they have retired to roads that are sandy. She moved home alone without friends or relations, lived in a world full of age reservation. A moth-eaten objects, she'd say that she'd sawed off the friends who had left her to drink from the bottle. Drinks to remember I, me and myself, winds up the clock, knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. Drinks to remember I, me and myself, winds up the clock, knocks dust from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much. So the past has been bottled and labeled with love. The past has been bottled and labeled with love. The past has been bottled and labeled with love.
So that's some remarkable stuff. I would love to have Difford and Tilbrook sitting in the studio with me, but that's what they sounded like in 1992 when they visited the BBC from the terrific, oh my god, terrific 2-CD set called The Complete BBC Sessions. It's Squeeze on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, all blissed out having experienced live Squeeze here on the air. Oh, it feels so good. I wonder if they would actually agree to appear on the phone with me. This gives me an idea. If any of you actually know Difford and or Tilbrook, try and put them in touch with me. I think that would be great, because I would love to talk to them. Songwriting heroes of mine on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, yeah. Coming up in 3 weeks, the KFAI Pledge Drive. And what I said almost an hour ago, it certainly bears repeating, and I'll be repeating this a lot more in weeks to come. I personally want to know, what was your first record? What was someone gave it to you? The first thing you ever bought? Was it a 45, an album, 8-track? Cassette single? Oh, singles. Or maybe it was an MP3 or a CD, or CD single. Who knows? I want to know what your first was. Send it to me. Well, don't send the actual thing to me. Just send me an email to ron@crapfromthepast.com and let me know what your first record was. And maybe if it has a particular meaning for you, send along a sentence or two. And what I'll do is I'll play and talk about all of them in the KFAI Pledge Drive coming up in 3 weeks. Nice, huh? ron@crapfromthepast.com. If you have any questions, just let me know. I'm also on the Crap from the Past page on Facebook on a pretty regular basis. All right, 9 minutes left here on Crap from the Past. I can squeeze in another song or two. And if this song sounds a little bit like... Oh, wait a minute. Before I play this, I have to warn you, there may be sensitive language ahead. I'm going to play this for a record-setting third time. And keep in mind that this is an actual phone call received to the complaint, the office line, the complaint line, if you will, for an actual cluster of radio stations out east. This was sent around and found its way to me because I'm good friends with one of the people out there. I took the liberty of bleeping out the call letters so that nobody would get in trouble from me airing this. I didn't want to get the stations in trouble or any of the people working at them. But everything else is, and I think they bleeped out the name because they didn't want to get the person in trouble. But everything else is as it came in on the complaint line. On Crap from the Past.
Oh, good evening. This is August 31st, Wednesday evening. I've just heard over the word diddly squat, This kind of language comes over so frequently that I would very much appreciate your monitoring both WNW for the kind of language delivery that you are giving to the unprepared public. Thank you very much. Good night.
KFAI.
It sounds like ELO, for good reason. Jeff Lynne was behind that in 1983, and that's what ELO sounded like in 1983. But that's Dave Edmunds and Slipping Away here on Crap from the Past. One song left, and I don't think I'll be able to get to the whole song. We'll play as much as we can of Pale Shelter from The Hurting, the first Tears for Fears album from 1982. A fine song, and British, no less. We're actually... Dave Edmunds is Welsh, is he not? So I think he's, well, he's British. That all fits nicely. He's from somewhere over there. We'll round him off as British. And it fits in perfectly with True Brit, which comes up next here on KFAI. I'll be here next week. Bye!